I'd now like to deal with the CGT provisions in the emergency budget. As widely expected, George Osborne raised the CGT rates. And importantly, he recoupled gains to income. And these changes apply to gains arising on or after the 23rd of June. So they are immediate changes to the system. We're not waiting until April. So how is this all going to work? Well, if you've got an individual who's got total taxable income and gains, that's after all the allowable deductions, and they are less than the basic rate, higher rate boundary, and remember that's $37,400 for the current year, then the rate of CGT will remain at 18%. So in theory, at least, that looks just like it used to before the CGT regime was decoupled in 2008. So it's back to the old and perhaps rather familiar rules. But any gain or part of a gain that's above that magic $37,400 will be taxed at the new rate of 28%. Now that's quite a lot lower than some of the lamentations that were coming out that CGT would be raised to 40 and even 50%. So George has smart-footed the doomsayers on that particular point. And although I'll deal with it in a second, I think it's worth saying now that the Entrepreneurs Relief will keep CGT on qualifying gains at 10%. So good news there for entrepreneurs. So, if you had a gain in the current tax year, but before the 23rd of June, then the old rules will apply, and these will not be taken into account in determining the rate of CGT on gains that arise on or after the 23rd of June. So the 2011 tax year is in two distinctive parts, each with its own rules. Now, what I'd like to try and do here is to sort of give you a rough flavour of how that's going to work. Let's assume that we've got somebody who is earning, and I'm going to choose this number quite carefully here, $27,400 of taxable income. So I've got a precise £10,000 gap between the top of his income and the beginning of the higher rate band. I'm just choosing numbers for simplicity here. And let's also assume that that person had two gains in the current tax year. The first gain of £15,000 before June, and the second gain of £25,000 after June. Now remember that the first gain before June, £15,000, is dealt with under the old rules. It's decoupled from income, and it will be taxed at a flat 18%. The second gain of $25,000 is going to be recoupled to income. So after we've played around with the annual exempt amount, we need to pop that on top of the income column. Now, before we do that, I just want to focus on the annual exempt amount, $10,100, of course, in the current tax year. Now, it would appear that you can use that how you will. So you could use that either against the first gain in my example or the second gain. Now, clearly, it's a no-brainer where you are recoupling gains to income to use your $10,100 against the second gain. Let's round that down to £10,000 just to make the example simple. So remember, we've got a £15,000 gain before June and a £25,000 gain after June. So it makes sense to use the annual exemption, let's call it £10,000, against the second gain. So that's going to reduce that to £15,000. So you take the £15,000 on your second gain and you pop that on the top of your income, just like you used to before April 2008. So we've now got a £15,000 brick above our $27,400. Now, given that we've got $10,000 of that before we hit the higher rate boundary, the result appears to be quite simple. That $10,000 is taxed at 18, and the balance of $5,000 will be taxed at 28%. That's the second gain dealt with. And the first gain, 15,000, that, remember, is decoupled. We've already used our annual exemption, so all of that will be taxed at 18%. So there you go. I'm going to do a separate vodcast, that's a voiceover deck cast, to look at some of these examples. And I'll do that separately from this podcast, so there'll be a little bit more detail on some of the issues here that I've dealt with in this podcast. But let's move on to Entrepreneurs Relief. Entrepreneurs Relief, of course, gives taxpayers an effective CGT rate on their qualifying disposals of 10%. And that's going to remain after the changes announced in the emergency budget. Now, mechanically, historically, we've always achieved this 10% in a rather bizarre way by reducing gains by 4/9 and then taxing the remaining 5/9 at the normal old rate of 18%. But the changes to the CGT rates from June 2010 would mean that the 4/9 reduction would no longer achieve the effective rate of 10%. So there's going to be a little bit of elementary maths needed there, which the government will deal with quite shortly, and I'm sure the rest of us will as well, to make sure that we do achieve the effective rate of 10%. So that's a bit of mechanics. But the other news is that the lifetime limit of £2 million announced by Alistair Darling will now be raised to £5 million. That's a lifetime allowance, remember, from the 23rd of June. Now, that's obviously good news for entrepreneurs, although many of the clients that our members will be acting for will probably be unaffected by this, although clearly there will be some. Now, how does that actually work? Supposing, for example, we'd already got somebody who'd made gains above the previous £2 million limit. And remember, actually, that was £1 million before April 2010. Well, the way it works is that you're going to get no additional relief for any excess above the old limit. So if you'd made gains of £4 or £5 million before, or say £4 million before June 2010, and you were capped at two, you've still got two there. You can't, as it were, retrospectively claim to have that brought into account. So if you do make further qualifying gains on or after the 23rd of June, you can claim the excess up to the new £5 million limit. So that's quite good news. Now, there are some transitional rules there, as you would expect, and we've dealt with those. I may deal with this whole issue again in the next tax update series or in podcasts a little later in the year. But I think that's sort of given us a basic picture of what's going on in CGT. And I think my overall view is that it's nowhere near as bad as it was expected to be. And for most basic rate taxpayers, of course, they're going to be all right. No change there. And I think it's worth also recalling to mind that most people don't use anything like their £10,100 in any event. So I suspect for a lot of people, it's not really going to be a problem. It would be, of course, and always has been a problem for serial entrepreneurs, and we do, of course, act for a few of those. Okay, that's as much as I'm going to say about CGT. Let's move on to another area.